Hour number three, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game, live on this Thursday at Circa Sports in Franklin, Kentucky, at the Mint at Kentucky Downs, just over the border. You can come out and watch baseball. I got that going on right now. And also the Sweet 16 coming up tonight. And you could even watch the Predators tonight if you wanted to. We say hello now to Greg Wyshynski from ESPN.com, presented by Old National Bank. Get old. Greg, what's up? How you doing?
Well, what's up is that, as a Mets fan, I am experiencing opening day as only a Mets fan can, where they knock Skeens out the first inning, and they'll probably end up losing the game. Like, this is just like what a Mets fan has to go through every single year with this nonsense.
I feel you. I haven't decided how I'm feeling as a Braves fan yet. I know pitching is not great with the injuries, so who knows? Season could be over by August.
The Mets season is usually not over until mid-August. That's when they go on an epic losing streak and blow their playoff chances. But we'll see how it goes. I mean, my problem right now is vibes. Like, they feel very Yankee-esque in the sense that they look like a collection of hired guns, you know. So I gotta find out if we're gonna have some Mets magic or not with this group.
The Predators, though, have the largest win streak in the National Hockey League right now, having won 5 in a row, and they're 7-2-1 in their last 10. They sit in a wild card spot, 3 points out of the first wild card spot, and 3 points to the good. And my co-host has suggested that General Manager Barry Trotz walk around Bridgestone Arena shirtless, just proving that he knew more than everybody else.
Thank you.
He has said nobody wants to see that, but we'll see. But, I mean, look, man, this Preds team, they don't know any better, and they're playing great right now.
When do we get the Barry Trotz, just kidding, press conference, and he's the GM next year?
That's my question. Barry, you want to stay on?
I was looking into the numbers. Like, first of all, their power play has been sick since the Olympic break, and Stamkos and Forsberg have been big reasons for that. Their goaltending has been awesome, too. Both of them have been playing really well. And defensively, I think the Preds are, top eight maybe in the league since the Olympic break. So, you can kind of see the underlying reasons for why they've stabilized their season and have been moving up the standings. Of course, everybody around them in the Western Conference wild card race has helped. I think they've won as many games in a row as the Sharks have lost in the last or so. So we'll see where it all goes. I mean, right now, I mean, you have to say that they are the odds on favorite to finish in that second wild card spot based on everything that's happening around them. But they still have to take care of business.
Have you learned the name Matthew Wood yet? Because this kid's been incredible.
Well, I was aware of him before the incredible stuff, just because of his NCAA background, And, yeah. And so it's been awesome to see. And I know that they were very high in him. I know there's a lot of people around the league that were high on him. But it certainly has been interesting to see his sort of maturation this year. He's got some good people to learn from, like Forsberg and Marchessault, and I think that's certainly benefited. But when you talk about like good young players that can certainly use the experience of a playoff push and hopefully some playoff action, I think Wood's top of the list.
Greg, I think it's a universal question when you ask, if you ask Barry Trotz or Andrew Brunette, why now? Why are you playing good now? Where was this in October, November? And nobody's really got an answer, and it drives you crazy. So I ask you, Greg, why are they doing this stuff? Why are they playing so well now?
I mean, let's start with one thing, which is that anytime a team starts rolling like the Predators are, it always begins in the crease. So the fact that they're getting consistent goaltending from both guys, I think, has certainly been one of the big reasons why things have sort of, come together now. But other than that, I mean, who knows? I mean, maybe they just needed a bit of a reset that the Olympic break afforded them. I think also not having the team broken up at the trade deadline probably factored into the thinking too of, okay, we're all here, we're all in this other. We might as well just keep pushing forward. I think part of that is also veteran pride. I mean, there's a lot of guys in this roster that would like to be in the playoffs, right, are used to being in the playoffs. And although, from the outside looking in, you might think it's a lost season, I think a lot of these guys just want to keep pushing and see if they can salvage it.
Well, not only that, but, I mean, you got a team that's got two guys with goals in their 30s. So you got Ron O'Reilly's got 24. There's 11 games left to play. I mean, you're seeing this and what a lot of us Preds fans thought, Greg, like, all right, we should have saw this last year. We're seeing it now. And Chase and I talk about that, and he said at the Open, I think these young guys don't know any. We had Roman Yossi on. He said the same thing, like, the young guys just know to come in here and play their butts off. And I just think right now it's all working, and let's keep this going, and then who knows? I mean, they're winning games left and right. Saros is playing great. Just keep this going. You've talked about, Greg, about this road trip they got going on next week. Get these wins at home and hit the road and, you know, and hang on from that moment on.
But to your point, it's like where was that, you know? And maybe the young guys needed some time to kind of like find their groove or whatever. But, you know, in theory, this is the kind of mix that you love in the NHL. You love you love looking at a guy like Stamkos, who's still performing at a high level. You love seeing a guy like O'Reilly, who's having a resurgent offensive season. And then you bolster those types of players with the next wave, the youth movement. And, you know, maybe it just took a little bit of time for it to all come together, but it's come together now. And again, what's ultimately your reward? It's probably to get spanked by the Avalanche, and you know that's never a fun time. But who knows? I mean, if the goaltending can take a game or two in a series against Colorado, as much as the Avs have been the class of the league this year, I don't think that they are necessarily unbeatable in the playoffs. And you got to be in it to win it. So, you know, even if your fate is to be one and done in the playoffs, you might as well just see what you can do against the guys in the round.
Yeah, I mean, give me two home games in the playoffs as opposed to zero. Hey, listen, Greg, here's the best thing about this run. The whole, we got to fire Andrew Brunette, that talk has been done since like mid-December, thank God.
You know, that's the tricky part, right? It's like when your team does have a strong second half, and close as well, it's sometimes hard to read into it, and it's sometimes you end up overreacting to it. I think the team they're playing tonight's a great example. Like, the Devils have been really good since the Olympic break, and Jack Hughes has continued to play out of his mind now that he's healthy, and they're winning games, they're getting some goaltending. They look like the team we all thought they'd be this year. And then, you know, what happens in the offseason? Well, 2 months ago, everybody wanted the GM and the coach fired. Well, if the team, you know, plays all right down the stretch, do they buy themselves some extra time? So, you know, I'm a Brunette fan. You're a Brunette fan. I think, you know, he would have paid for sins that are out of his control if he had been fired this year. But you know, there's other aspects of this team that probably need some tweaking. And does making the wild card, I don't know, make the organization make some decisions they shouldn't make otherwise if they were, you know, 10 points out? I don't know. But again, as of right now, that's going to be somebody else's problem and not Barry Trotz's.
Greg Wyshynski is with us from ESPN. What is the rule on a guy like Brady Martin, who played three games to start the year? He goes back to juniors. I know he has to finish the junior season. Could he rejoin the Preds when their season is done?
I believe he can, and then it's just a matter of, like, you know, the total games and burning the entry level contract and all that stuff. But I think that's okay. Although, you know, there is the wrinkle of playing earlier this season. That's a good question. I'm just glancing right now, like, yeah, I'm freestyling. No. I couldn't tell you for sure because it is an interesting question. I know I'd like to see him. You know, I think his game certainly would make things a heck of a lot more interesting in a series, let's say, against Colorado. So, you know, hopefully he can.
Well, and also he just turned 19, which, in there, that rule that goes to effect next year where you can designate one player to go to the AHL and not to juniors if they're underage?
Yeah, they're still negotiating that too. Like, you know, the idea of maybe trying to even expand that beyond that too. So, good question. I wish I had a better answer for you, but honestly, that is not one of the 50 things I've been working on this week.
Well, look, here's 51 for you. Listen, if they make the playoffs, and I'm serious about this, and Chase brought up at the beginning, Greg, if they get in and have a home game, you need to come down here because we're going to get Trot shirtless around the concourse. Hey, it's for the entire game, not just one period.
I don't think he's going to.
He's going to walk the entire concourse shirtless and beat his chest how this team got in the playoff when we're all like, what the hell did he do at trade deadline? So you come on down, Greg.
I would love that. It, you know, usually they keep me local for the first round because the Islanders or the Devils or the Rangers are playing. As of right now, there's a very good chance that nobody in the New York metropolitan area will be in the playoffs. The Islanders are on the outside looking in right now at Ottawa, and obviously the Devils and Rangers seasons have been done for a while. So I might be traveling and you know, twist my arm and go down to Nashville on my company's dime.
We'll get you a room at the Omni Nashville Hotel. You got to hang out with us, which is the bad thing. But could you imagine front page of ESPN.com, Predators GM Barry Trotz shirtless to all his haters? I'm telling you, man, we're going to do this.
I think you then run into some problems with people's not safe for work filters,
right?
Allowing them to access ESPN.com anymore. So,
just hey, when your bosses start making the assignment, just say, would you rather go to Buffalo or would you rather go to Nashville?
Just leave it at that. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, like, you know, in all honesty, there's some really fun and interesting teams in the playoffs, and some great stories, but you know. Not having Fort Lauderdale involved this year is kind of a jar thing for your boy, having spent copious amounts of time around the elbow room where the Kachucks hang out. You know, so let's. I gotta find another party spot in the playoffs.
Well, we can help you if you come here, Greg. Appreciate the time as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Anytime.
That is Greg Wyshynski, and he is presented by Old National Bank. Get old. Joins us every Thursday. At 2, we'll react to some of that. Preds back in action tonight against the New Jersey Devils. We'll talk about that next, live from Circus Sports in Kentucky, 102.5 The Game.